I remember that.
Wow.
Things that happen when you go to your horse racing.
You mean?
Yeah.
That's right. Less than 48 hours.
It's not going to be raining in Florida, is it?
I hate you. Let's talk Lions. And I want to credit. I want to credit Mark Ryan and Jeff Rieger. They were doing sports. And listen, I want to build off something they talked about. Now, clearly, we're going to do it in a different way. But they had a very interesting conversation. Now, I think part of this was a little tongue-in-cheek, but they were going down listing every concern you have about the Lions. And like by the time they got to like concern 9 or 10, some of these were stretches. Mm-hmm. But I started thinking about if we take the concerns and instead of just listing them, if I asked you to put a tagline next to each concern as real or imagined, and we go through these and talk through these, what would there be any consensus on the ability to get rid of some of these concerns or lock them in?
Okay.
So like an example, a concern to me that I don't think enough people talk about is the offensive line, the loss of Ragnow and Zeitler.
Yes.
I think people just gloss over it by saying, well, Mahogany. And it's like, okay, but he played about 100 snaps. That's not enough for me to believe that he's all of a sudden awesome.
And that's one position.
And you could have a rookie moonlighting at center who's never played center. When Dan Campbell was asked about his biggest concern, he said the O-line. See, I think the O-line and taking a step back is a real concern.
Yes, absolutely a real concern. I mean, yes, it was almost like you didn't plan ahead for what happened. And yes, you're relying on Mahogany. You're relying on a true rookie. Now, I don't know where they're going to play him, but it's up the middle. It's going to be a step back. For a guy like David Montgomery, that's your bread and butter. And even Goff, like the pressure now, you don't have to worry about the edges because I think it's coming up the middle.
Concern, real or imagined? Loss of both high-level coordinators. Now, the fans fight this. I think it's a real concern. And if you watch the show Quarterback, which is largely garbage, I think you got a window into the importance of Ragnow and Ben Johnson. But I'll leave the TV viewing to you guys. I think it's absolutely a real concern. Continuity was your weapon. And when you shake it up, very rarely is it seamless.
I think it is a real concern, and it's not even the more Ben Johnson. It was Aaron Glenn and what he was able to do with chewing gum and duct tape and keeping that defense together where literally it was like guys were rolling in on Tuesday with a name tag. Hi, I'm this guy. I played at this school.
Right. They were bringing in TJ's frat bros.
Right.
Pat O'Connor.
At some point, he's just yelling out numbers. Hey, at the 78, yeah, you, get over there. You're in the wrong spot.
All right, so we are 2 for 2 on real versus imagined. Now, people, if you want to get into this, 248-539-9797. Here's another one they brought up. The defensive line, pass rush slash injuries. Onzarike out for the year. Aleem out at least until November. You're depending on Davenport to stay healthy. Over-under on those games is probably, what, 6? Pascal's going to be out all of training camp. Again, I'm asking the question. Real or imagined, the D-line at large.
This is real. This is real. I mean, it's been one of the things I've been begging the Lions to do and begging Brad to do for years. Hey, draft this guy. Go get this guy. Add to the defensive line. Bring the pressure. Nah, we're gonna bolster the secondary. Wrong way. Attack the quarterback. Shorten the time that he has the ball in his hands, and good things happen for the defense. Now, I think you're seeing with the injuries that they had and they still have Mike, and you know, we're crossing our fingers that Aiden's going to be 100% and he's going to pick up where he left off.
Coach.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I just did Big Ten Media Days are just something else.
It looks like he could be Tom Crawford's brother.
Okay. Make it easy. So listen, you're saying real.
Yeah, I'm saying real.
Here's the only way it's imagined is the last part. If Aiden comes back and is a true defensive player of the year, that he lives up to the potential, not only does he stay healthy, but the pressures. This is where Cookies and I always get into arguments. The pressures are valuable, but ultimately sacks are what stop drives. The pressures have to convert into sacks.
But
I'm making a point is, Rico, if he becomes the best defensive lineman in the league and he has one of these intergalactic seasons, could it cover up enough of the rest that it took a real concern and made it imagine?
No, because I think even if he's Miles Garrett, Mike...
Because
I can double team him and say, you know what? Somebody else has to beat me, okay. But I'm going to make sure he's always going to have two people.
I'm going to put this as real question mark. I'm going to put real question mark.
Real
question mark.
Kenny?
Okay. Concern, real or imagined. The schedule. Rieger went on and on about the schedule. It wasn't a big fight. But what do we always say? Playing the scheduling game is stupid. And look at last year as an example. We thought the San Francisco game would be a Clash of the Titans battle for the one seed.
Yep.
Cutscene. By that point in the season, the Niners were Oscar the Grouch. We thought the Cowboys would be a tough assignment. Cutscene. Cowboys were booty. Right. You want me to keep going? The point is,
schedules. Yeah, nobody saw Minnesota. Like, why did the league have them playing Minnesota in the final couple games? Well, they kind of knew something.
So, both good and bad, schedules very rarely play out the way they look on paper. That said, on paper, is this factually the most difficult road schedule in the history of the league? Yes, by winning percentage. Does your division, on paper, look like the best division in the league? Yes. Schedule, real or imagined concern?
I'm going to say it's real, Mike, and it's not...
No question mark?
No, it's not even a question mark, because if I told you that you're going to be playing... three of the top five quarterbacks in the first 6 weeks, that's Burrow, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, and all three on the road. Okay.
Concern, real or imagined, and it's in the news today. They brought this up on Middays. Alex Anzalone, clearly not happy. You had a quote from Dan Campbell that I think is worth reading.
Yeah, Dan Campbell... on Sirius XM NFL Blitz today said that this is Jack Campbell's defense. He's taking ownership and sets the tone for everybody. It is not a concern. Not a concern at all. He is not part of their long-term plan. We see what Brad Holmes does to his guys, quote. He takes care of them. They don't hit the final year of their deal. If you hit the final year of your deal, you're basically one step away from being Zadarius. Okay. You can show up to Allen Park all you want, but buddy, you're not on the team anymore. So Anzalone wants to be here. I think that's imagined. I think they've moved on and handed the reins to somebody else. I know he is, a Detroit icon. If you love the Lions, he's one of your guys. No. You know how fans and it's the Brandon Inge effect, where you take some guy and you make him better than what he really is. That's Anzalone. He's got the hair. He's got all of that. No, that's imagined.
Last one, real or imagined. Now, Mark Ryan brought this up. Rieger challenged him. I thought it was a good conversation. For concerns, Terry and Arnold. He was dreadful last year. Coverage grade of 50. Now, Jeff argued appropriately, he's a rookie. Like, he has a right to get better. Mark said, right, well, he has a right to do it. There's no guarantee he does it. It's a concern until ... Terry and Arnold.
Imagined?
Question mark?
Question mark? I need to see a bigger body of work because I need to see if he makes that. Did he get better? Like, it was less pass interference penalties as the year went on. So that showed me some improvement. But now I need to see what you're going to do in a somewhat of a different defensive scheme. Yeah. Now, the one that really I would say is Ennis Rakestraw. I don't know what I'm getting out of this guy.
Well, I didn't have him on the list.
I mean, but that was a number two pick last year.
Can I make a point with Arnold, though?
Second round, yeah.
I think there's something salient to be said. I would say not a concern because he's a rookie.
Question mark?
But I think it is a concern because there's a brand new coordinator taking over. If he could play in the same defense as he played in last year, he could probably mesh a little bit better into it. But now he has to learn a whole bunch of new things. I would say concern for the reason going back to the new coordinator.
So, and that's, Kenny, that's where I'm at because, when push came to shove and he got beat, he got handsy and he got penalties.
So here's the grading system. 248-539-9797. I asked Rico six of the concerns that Mark and Jeff talked about a few hours ago. Real, three of them. Imagined, one of them. Question mark? Two of them. Sorting through those two paints a real picture. And the imagined were the Anzalone issue, passing of the torch, happiness, whatever you want to call it, and Terry and Arnold. The reals were the schedule, the O-line taking a step back, and the D-line at large, that they just didn't do enough to get better. That Aiden's presence alone, look, I put question mark on the D-line, real question mark.
But no, for me, there's no question
I know.
Mark.
I know that. I want to know from the people. Because as camp unfolds and as we really get into the meat of this, every team's got questions. This is an exercise you could do with every single team, so please don't get in your feelings. It really played into their ultimate topic of, are you expecting the best or bracing for the worst? Because a step back is natural. You're not going to go 15 wins back to back. Coach. But what you're going to do.
He took the sunglasses off.
Thank God.
Right.
Sorry, guys. We're reacting to Big Ten Media Day in Las Vegas. That's a real sentence, by the way. Big Ten Media Day, Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Question mark? What a joke.
It's going to be in Honolulu next year.
Okay. Right? You know, put it on Mars. Sports dead. Who cares?